ABC Radio Australia.
There's a huge sense of relief in New Zealand now that Brenton Tarrant, the Australian who killed 51 people during the Friday prayers at two mosques in Christchurch in March last year, will be in jail for the rest of his life without the possibility of parole. Three of those who died in the Christchurch massacre were originally from Fiji and included Imam Hafiz Musa Patel, the longtime leader of the mosque in Lautoka. Richard Ewart has been speaking to the president of the Fiji Muslim League, Hafizuddin Khan, and he believes the sentence may go some way to giving victims' relatives a sense of justice, but he says the impact of the day will live with them forever.
Well, that's the maximum he could get, and I guess it's sort of a closure, but as much as a closure can be, these kind of things, we lost lives, innocent lives, people are, I think, still grieving, and it's still a difficult situation, of course, but the fact that the authorities have done the maximum they can do, and the New Zealand government and the country has done the maximum it can do is, in fact, a major relief, I think, to the people.
People often talk about closure in cases like these, and with a sentence of that magnitude, perhaps that word closure will come into the debate. But as you've already hinted, perhaps those that were affected and those that you know of, I mean, they will never get over this, will they?
No, they will never. They will never. There's a lot of pain, and which goes without saying. And I think it's very difficult for us, as much as I am part of the institution of the community, it's hard for us to still tell them how the individual who has lost a husband or a son or a wife that goes through with it. We can only try and understand, so it's difficult for us to say closure. It's easy for us, but it's not that easy for them.
For the Islamic community in Lautoka, I mean, how have they coped with losing their imam?
Well, it was difficult because, he was very much revered. He was here for 25 years, but he had left with the intention that he would probably not come back. But there was always hope because he had left his stuff behind that he might change his mind. So he had a lot of following. A lot of people still have very fond memories, and I think they will for a long, long time. So, they're overcoming it, but it will take time.
What about the impact on you personally? Because clearly there must have been an emotional impact, but by the same token, you had a job to do to try and help people heal.
Yeah, it was difficult. A group of my colleagues and I rushed to New Zealand and we were there for the funeral and also the ceremonies in Christchurch. And it was a very difficult period. And of course, adjusting to it afterwards because, there were always concerns that, for the security and the local government as well in Fiji and the security forces were very prompt in making sure that, there were no Me Too stuff going anywhere. But thankfully, it was all managed pretty well. But yes, it was a difficult time. It was very traumatic for all of us.
And for a religious man, what are your feelings about Tarrant? Do you have any feelings about him? Do you have any understanding as to why he would do something of this nature?
Well, it takes all sorts to make this world. And, for every million people, I'm sure there's a thousand crazy people around. And I would say in every community, it doesn't matter which country. So what propels them? What compels them to do what they do? I guess psychiatrists and psychologists can try and analyze this for people like us from a very humble background. It's very difficult to understand. It's just how do you say? I mean, maybe a fruitcake? What do you call him? I don't know.
And if there was one positive to come out of this situation in the immediate aftermath of the shootings, it was the way that there was a multi-faith rallying around, if you like. This wasn't just about one religion. This was about many religions coming to the aid of Islamic people affected by this shooting.
Yes, as I said to the people here when Jacinta Ardern visited us in February this year to commemorate at the mosque where the imam had been the leader. And I said, it was a very memorable and notable occasion for me because, we were late for prayers for the Juma at Christchurch and people and, the thousands of people who were thronged there recognized who we were and from our dressing, I guess, and worked so kindly in terms of making room for us to get through to meet the prayer in time. We just made it, and it's the humility and the love and the kindness of people and the charity that goes with it was well displayed by everybody. And Australia and New Zealand is very strong in these sort of things, so we're very appreciative of that.
And some of the victims' statements that have been read out over the last couple of days during the sentencing hearing have been heart-wrenching to say the least. Do you consider what's happened to have been an enormous test of faith for somebody like yourself and your followers?
Absolutely. It is a test of faith. But nonetheless, you know, all it does is it makes you feel stronger that there is somebody up there. And one, there's justice. And number two, they are, you know, people are all one, because regardless of which medium of faith that they choose, at the end of the day, they're all creation of the one true God. And it was very humbling and very, very comforting to know that our faith in our religion and the faiths of other people who joined us were, if anything, it was reinforced.
Do you think that what has happened in any way has helped people outside the faith to have a better understanding of what Islam is all about?
Absolutely. I think there's so many people, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people in New Zealand alone who came to the various memorial ceremonies and even donned the type of gear that's required just to be inclusive. Made us feel that was probably a huge opportunity for us to explain to people who probably never have had any opportunity to try and understand. And it was in that way a very fortuitous occasion for us. Yeah.
Just deeply sad that it happened in this way and under those circumstances.
Absolutely. But I think Islam has been better appreciated and understood in New Zealand at least, and I think in Australia as well since then. Maybe the world over. Who knows?